So the screen entails an ECG, and you'll be seen by a very top cardiologist from the UK. They come over with their team, and you'll have an ECG, and if they pick up anything on the ECG, they will move you straight to another room where they'll do an echocardiogram on your heart. And again, if they've detected anything there, you go and see the doctor immediately, and they give you your results there and then. So it's about a 20-minute process, unless you've gone through the second check. That could probably take up to 45 minutes, something like that. Mm. But anyone that comes in, they have their ECG. If everything's normal, they see the doctor. He tells them everything's fine, and off they go. Like I say, if there is anything detected, it can be dealt with. It might be a frightening kind of situation, but it will be found and it will be able to be treated, which is something that, you know, Craig never had. Mm. So the charity legacy that Craig has left is, you know, finding these problems. We've actually screened, I think it's over 9,500 people now we've screened, and over 360 have had problems. So it's a big number over the years, but all 360 have been seen and treated and, you know, are living normal lives. The actual problems that they're looking for are these hereditary defects as such, that CRI are looking for specific ones. And, you know, Craig's was something called long QT, which at the time none of us have ever heard of. But as the years have gone on, we've found more and more people on the island with the same condition, that, you know, could potentially just kill you at any stage. So we're glad we found them, but there could be many more out there, and we just want to keep screening to save lives, really.